does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. As well, and the man that certainly painted a beautiful picture for all of Purdue Nation out there yesterday and has done it all year long. He is Rob Blackman, the voice of the Boilers. Rob, I could listen to the call all day long. Congratulations, beautiful words, and start packing for Phoenix, sir.
Yeah, and thank you to Corbin. That one caught me off guard there. It gave me some chills again this morning. So thank you, Corbin, and thank you guys for putting that together. But what a day. I have to tell you, Kevin, there were so many different ranges of emotions there going through, not obviously just me, but I think lifelong Purdue fans from those last two or three minutes, knowing that you kind of felt like you were in good shape. I think when Lance Jones hit that three, you could feel a little emphasis on little more comfortable that you were going to get it, but you weren't 100% certain until that three missed by Ziegler there at the end, and Tennessee chose not to foul. So, thanks again for mashing that up. That was really cool to hear.
Well, most importantly, thank you for that call. I do want to nerd out over that for just a second, if you don't mind. When did it come into your brain of those would be the magical words you would use to send Purdue to the Final Four?
Yeah, so I started thinking about it Saturday night. Now, those were not the exact words I was thinking of. I did tell myself, though, that if I had the opportunity, I wanted to somehow tie it into the fact that it was Easter Sunday, just because there was so much irony in that, that of all things, for Purdue to play for a chance to get to the Final Four would be on Easter Sunday. So if you really want the backstory, and it sounds like you do, I knew I wanted it to somehow have a tie into Easter Sunday. But to also be very honest with you guys, I didn't want it to also come across as disrespectful because I'm a Christian myself, and I know that the holiest of all Christian holidays is Easter Sunday. So I wanted to kind of walk a fine line there. And that just towards the end of the game, I started thinking about maybe what I should say just in case Purdue indeed pulled this off. And that was something that popped into my mind. And, you know, it's, I don't want to be a Sunday school teacher here, which I was, by the way, when my kids were small. But, you know, basically that's the story of Doubting Thomas. And many of your listeners probably already know the parable. But, yeah, seeing is believing is what it comes down to, because Thomas did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead until he saw him with his own two eyes. So that's where that one came from.
Rob Blackman with us, voice of the Boilers. Well, you nailed it, Rob. I mean, I don't mind saying
that was a grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it, and the broadcast was great, and your final call there will live for generations with, you know, in the state of Indiana, Purdue fans, NCAA college basketball fans, and everything else. You know, I want your view. You know, you're there courtside, and you're sitting next to Bobby Buckets. Robbie Hummel's a few seats down, and, you know, the emotion between he and Matt Painter. And then, you know, Greg Doyle wrote the piece in the Star, and just how everyone, it seemed like everyone was crying. The emotion from, this was more than just a basketball team making a run. This was a culture. This was many years of former players. And it was, I think the other C word, it was a community, a Purdue community. And that's sure how it felt, the celebration after that win. So you're focusing on still trying to navigate a broadcast, a postgame show, and everything else. What do you see when you look out and you look to your left and your right and behind you with all the people being, quite frankly, crying, so many people being so affected by this win and this run from this basketball team?
That is a wonderful question, Andy, because this is what happened, and this is true. This is 100% true. The clock winds down. We have secured the win. I look to my left, our audio engineer, Wes Scott, who's been with Purdue Radio for over 20 years. He's crying. I look to my right, Bobby Riddell's crying. I'm starting to tear up, and the first thing I think about is, good Lord, someone's going to have to hold it together here.
Exactly, yeah.
So it better be me. And then wouldn't you know it, good Lord, I look down further to my right, which is where Robbie Hummel was seated, just five or six seats down, and I see him crying, and I'm thinking, oh, this might be a tough one to navigate here. But I will pat myself on the back. I was able to compose myself just long enough to at least get us to that first commercial break. But look, the Robbie Hummel story is well told, and I love the fact that he's getting all the attention that he has been getting here in these last few hours. How cool to have him on the radio call for Westwood One. But I would also like to give a huge shout out to my broadcast partner, Bobby Riddell, because most may not know he was on that first, well, not the first Matt Painter team, the first four Matt Painter teams. But the very first one, when Purdue was 9-19, and Purdue won three Big Ten games, Purdue was 3-15 in Bobby Riddell's freshman year. And he made that team as a true walk-on back when there was no such thing as preferred walk-ons. He had to get his ass up and go to those 6 a.m. workouts with every other guy on campus that thought they were good enough to make it. And he made it. So the fact that he did that, he put in that work, he made that team as a true walk-on. He was part of Coach Painter's first team that only won 9 games. And now he gets to be a part of the broadcast team when Coach Painter finally has his breakthrough moment and goes to the Final Four. I was as happy for Bobby Riddell as anyone in that building.
Rob, I said to Andy earlier, the scenes post-game, frankly, is why I love sports. I mean, all of it. Zach Edey picking up Matt Painter. I did not have that on the bingo card when the final buzzer sounded. I'm curious, though, game-wise, you know, in 10, 15 years, and, you know, hopefully you'll have one a week from Monday, a week from tonight, that will reign, you know, higher than that. But, like, what will be, you think, your big memories from the game itself? You brought up the Lance Jones dagger, the Zach block. I thought the championship resolved down 11 in the first half, really the first kind of crisis moment of the tournament for Purdue. In the 40 minutes of basketball, what do you think will be your big, big takeaways?
I think, and that's a tough one to answer, because I don't know 10 years from now what I might be thinking, but my gut tells me the fact that the best three-point shooting team in the country was 3-15 from three and still won the game. I mean, that to me, when that game was over, I was in such euphoria, and we were so hectic trying to get players and coaches on for post-game interviews courtside. I never, ever looked at the stat sheet at the end of the game. I knew we were poor shooting down the stretch because obviously I'd looked at it at the under four timeout, but I never looked at it again until about midnight last night, and it just dawned on me that, good Lord, we were 3-15 from three. We're the best three-point shooting team in the country and still won the game against what I would consider the best defensive team, or second best, maybe Houston, in all of the nation. So I don't know that there was one play, one shot, one rebound. Probably that. The other one that would be, if that's 1A, 1B, 1B would be the fact that Zach Edey had 40 points. I mean, are you kidding me? 40 points in a regional final game, his career high. I saw Carson Edwards do that a couple of times, live and in person, a couple of 40 pieces in NCAA tournament games. Including a regional final, but to play like Zach played yesterday, I can't imagine I'll ever forget about that.
Rob Blackman with us, voice of the Boilers here on the Payless Liquors Hotline on the Fan on this Reaction Monday. Rob, you mentioned Zach Edey. I can't believe we've been nerding out over your radio call that we haven't talked about Zach Edey. 40 points in the win and just, you know, completely dominant. What he's been, not only this year, the last couple years, what he's meant to the program, but also his dominance. And boy, Purdue needed his dominance yesterday, and they got it last night. Was there a moment during the game where you're like, we're used to seeing Zach go, you know, 25-15. We see that seemingly every single night, but when you, I don't know, maybe you and Bobby Buckets look at each other, it's like, okay, we're seeing something a little bit different. He goes for 40, and boy, Rob, that's something that's going to live in college basketball lore forever, his performance last night.
Yeah, not only does he go for 40, but outside of the Lance Jones three, I can't remember any other of our players taking a shot in the last 10 minutes of the game. That wasn't named Zach Edey. Purdue obviously found the mismatch they wanted. Tennessee had to go with their freshman Estrella because of some foul trouble. And by the way, I thought Estrella actually held his own.
For agreed. Yeah, I agree.
I didn't think the moment was too big for him. But Look, Zach Edey's too big for anyone in the country. That's just how this works when you're 7'4", 300 pounds. The fact that Purdue kept throwing him the ball, Matt Painter understood that that was where Purdue was going to make its hay, if it was going to make any. And, I've heard Coach Painter talk about this before, but when you play teams like a Houston or a Tennessee that can really, really guard you on the perimeter, I mean, long, athletic dudes that can really heat you up, the one way you relieve that pressure is you throw the ball inside. Now, you have to have a guy skilled enough that catches it inside that could do some damage with it, but that's about your only option. And so that's what Purdue did yesterday. Tennessee, as I said earlier, one of the very best in the country on defense. They can really guard the basketball. But the one way you can relieve that pressure is throw that thing inside and let, because Zach Edey more than likely is going to be one-on-one because the perimeter pressure is so pushed out guarding the three-point line that there's a lot of room in there for him to work. So the beauty of having a Zach Edey is against those really, really good defensive teams that can really guard the perimeter. You can always throw it inside, and obviously Purdue did that a lot. Let me look here. He took 20 some shots, I think. Yeah, 21 field goal attempts and 22 free throw attempts. So, Purdue threw the ball into him a lot yesterday, especially in the second half.
Yeah, brief scan of it. I think outside of that Lance Jones three, of course, that would have been it from the final 9 minutes and guys not named Zach Edey, which. Again, not to go back to the Fairleigh Dickinson rabbit hole, but, that was an issue in closing out that game. It was getting away from Zach last season. Again, voice of the Boilers, Rob Blackman. We've certainly enjoyed these Monday conversations with them over the past few weeks, and he is with us as Purdue is off to the Final Four. Rob, not to lead you down this just emotional pathway, but certainly I would assume you had to think of your longtime friend Larry Clisby at some point yesterday. Just any general thoughts on certainly one of the iconic voices that Purdue basketball has ever seen?
Thank you for asking, Kevin. And yes, you are correct. I thought about him. Actually, I thought a lot about him this whole weekend. It is especially Saturday night, Sunday morning, because I knew how close Purdue was. And if you remember, and again, a lot of our fans will remember, Cliz's last broadcast on the network was actually the heartbreaker in 2019 to Virginia in Louisville. So that's how tantalizingly close he got to a Final Four, 0.3 seconds, actually, from a Final Four. So, yes, I was thinking about him a whole bunch without question. And for those who stuck with the network to the very end, my final segment of the post-game show had a little tribute to him, as well as a bunch of others that aren't with us anymore, at least here on Earth. They had to watch that one from above yesterday. So, but yes, thank you for asking. He was on my mind a bunch and has continued to be on my mind actually this morning.
Rob Blackman with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Rob, I know you mentioned just looking at the box score at midnight, so I don't know how much you've got to even compose yourself to even think about the Final Four, but it's quite the doozy. You have Purdue, and obviously the story that we're talking about here, NC State was going to have to fire their coach, Rob, and they've won 9 straight. They're an 11 seed, and they've made it all the way to the Final Four. We know the dominance of UConn the last couple seasons and what they've done in this NCAA tournament. And then Alabama, Nate Oates 11 years ago was coaching high school girls basketball and now is at the Final Four, and Alabama makes the Final Four for the first time in program history. I know you probably haven't thought too much about it, but NC State is next. And then I guess your general thoughts on this Final Four as a whole.
I have seen NC State play a couple, 3 times on television this year, including that improbable overtime win over Virginia. So I have seen that game. But I'm going to go back to Larry Clisby here because you just mentioned something that Cliz always talked about. Of all the great things he saw in all of his years of covering college basketball, he always said the greatest feat that he ever saw accomplished was when UConn won 11 straight elimination games to win the national title. He said he'd never seen anything like that and didn't think he would ever see anything like that again. Well, I hope we're not about to see NC State do that.
Right.
Because that means Purdue would be in its path. You think how amazing that UConn run was. 11 straight elimination games to win the national title. And to take that story further, if I have the time, when we played in 2018, Purdue played in Hartford in NCAA tournament action, first and second rounds. And that was 2019. I'm sorry, that was 2019. Yeah, I'm getting my years confused. Anyway, so we're out of there in Connecticut, and the practice facility we used was a Division III school on the outskirts of town, and Jim Calhoun was the head basketball coach and athletic director. So Calhoun had gone from UConn head coach to now he's coaching D3 basketball and he's the AD. And so when we arrived at that facility to practice, Cliz made a beeline for Calhoun because he was there to watch practice and say hi and whatever. And Cliz could not stop talking about that run when UConn won 11 in a row. I think he was wearing Coach Calhoun out about that. And I'll never forget the look on Calhoun's face. He was like, boy, you're really impressed with that. And Cliz just carried on and on about it. So now here we are. What a twist of irony. Not only is UConn in the Final Four, but North Carolina State is trying to do exactly what they did a few years ago. So all of that being said, I don't know a lot about North Carolina State. I know their center is a DJ Young, right? He's Burns. I'm sorry,
Burns.
DJ Burns,
yeah.
Is the he's the talk of the toast of the town right now, as well he should be. So, I haven't thought much about them. Quite frankly, I haven't gotten much sleep yet, guys. So I'll worry about those guys later in the week.
Rob had absolutely love yesterday when I texted you just to confirm our 9 o'clock time amidst everything. It was a simple two-word response from you to me, if you don't mind me sharing to our audience.
Sure.
Hell yeah, is what Rob Blackman said to me in joining us here at 9 a.m. Rob, I there's no way we can ask you for 6 a.m. local time next Monday, but I do indeed hope that you will be a busy man come a week from tonight in what will be a very late one for us here in the Eastern time zone if Purdue indeed makes it to the Final Four. But I mean this in all sincerity, what a magical call from you yesterday. Andy said it well earlier, in that moment, you can fumble, you can whatever, you probably have thought about that for years, and for you to deliver it so well, outstanding from you. So congrats on that. Safe travels to Phoenix. And again, thank you for these Monday conversations.
Kevin, Andy, thank you very much, and let's visit at least sometime next week and put a cap on this season anyway.
Would love it. That
appreciate
is Rob Blackman,
Rob.
Voice of the Boilers, right there on the Payless Liquors hotline. That call, man.